Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday the 12th of April, I hope you're well. Coming up:
it aims to reduce speed limits, reform penalty points and have mandatory drug testing at the scene of serious crashes.
New crackdown on road safety planned and friends and foes react to the news of OJ Simpson's death. Plus we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the government will be clamping down harder on drivers not complying with the law after the road traffic bill was passed by the Oireachtas. It's aiming to increase road safety. Cliona O'Dwyer has the details.
This new bill will now be forwarded to the President for signing after being passed by the Seanad yesterday. It aims to reduce speed limits, reform penalty points and have mandatory drug testing at the scene of serious crashes. The Junior Minister for Road Safety, Jack Chambers, is welcoming the passing of the bill. He says the country has seen a very disturbing upward trend in road deaths in the last few years, which is continuing into this year. He says this bill is a key part of this government's strategy to reverse the trend of rising deaths and help make roads safer for all users.
The US has told employees and their family members in Israel to restrict travel outside three areas. With Iran threatening the country, staff should stay within the Greater Tel Aviv, Jerusalem and Beersheba areas. An Israeli airstrike killed two Iranian generals last week. Israel's military insists it's prepared to strike back if the country takes a hit. Matthew Miller is from the US State Department.
We continue to be concerned about the risk of escalation in the Middle East, specifically about the threats made in recent days by Iran against the state of Israel and the Israeli people.
A man in his 20s is in a serious but stable condition in hospital after being attacked in West Dublin. He received multiple wounds when the serious assault happened at St Cuthbert's Park in Clondalkin shortly after 11 a.m. yesterday. He was brought by ambulance to Talla Hospital where he's being treated. The scene remains sealed off for a technical examination and no arrests have been made. Friends and critics of O.J. Simpson have been reacting to the former NFL player's death at the age of 76. Those in the sport have called him one of the best ever, but he was cleared of the murder of his ex-wife and her friend. Their families say it's them who should be remembered. Charles Rosenberg is a lawyer who covered the trial in 1995 as an analyst.
He's going to be remembered as a person who, by many people, who was guilty but got away with it, and by other people who think that there was a police conspiracy and it was appropriate that he was acquitted. So I think he's going to be remembered in a mixed kind of way.
Health and housing will be up for debate at day one of the Fianna Fáil Ardéis today. Taoiseach Micheál Martin will address members of the party this evening. North Kildare TD James Lawless says it's vital more houses are delivered by the new Taoiseach Simon Harris.
We'll be saying to the new Taoiseach, look, you've changed the face at the top of the party, but as far as we're concerned, it's business as usual. The programme for government that was entered into by the three parties continues, and it's really important that we continue to ramp up delivery, particularly in housing, but also in those other key areas, health and education that I mentioned.
We're drinking 10% less alcohol than we were 6 years ago. Receipts from revenue show people are drinking 9.9 litres per capita since Ireland introduced measures to curb the damage caused by alcohol in 2018. However, Alcohol Action Ireland says last year found each drinker consumed an average of 284 cans of beer, 12 bottles of spirits, 43 bottles of wine and 35 cans of cider. AAI CEO Dr. Sheila Gilheeny says while the reduction's welcome, we still have a way to go.
The government introduced the Public Health Alcohol Act. It was passed in 2018, and since that we have seen alcohol consumption drop. So that's very positive. But you also have to remember that we're, you know, dropping from what was actually a very high level. So to put it into context, if the whole of the country of people who drink, if they were drinking at the HSE lower risk drink guidelines, we'd actually be drinking about 38% less.
Caroline Flack's mother says she thinks her daughter's celebrity status contributed towards her being charged with domestic abuse before she took her own life. The former Love Island star was cautioned after an incident with her boyfriend in 2019. Following a challenge by police officers, prosecutors pressed ahead with a charge. London's Met Police now says it's reinvestigating that decision because of possible new evidence. Caroline Flack's mother, Christine, believes her daughter was treated differently.
I don't know if I'm biased, but not only me, most people say it. You know, that's not on. She shouldn't be treated better, but she shouldn't be treated worse.
In entertainment news, Taylor Swift's music is back on TikTok. In January, the singer's label Universal stopped licensing its content to the platform, meaning any videos with her songs had to be muted. It's not clear what deal has been struck, but other artists, including Ariana Grande and Boy Genius, are still yet to make a return. And in sport, in soccer, Liverpool have a mountain to climb in Bergamo next week if they're to reach the Europa League semi-finals. Jurgen Klopp's side were beaten 3-0 by Atalanta at Anfield last night. The Reds boss says his side just didn't perform on the night.
We just lost the plot a little bit, like we were everywhere and nowhere. So we midfield was spread like that. Right midfielder, left side, right left midfield back, strike and boss whoop. I didn't recognize it a bit, but that was really strange. But so that'd be, in football terms, that's tactical discipline.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.